This is Yarrabelly FM 99.1, and it's the Oz Indie Show. Coming up soon, a chat with Mark Gable, the lead singer of the Choir Boys. So bring us up to that. We're going to hear one of their big classics, Run to Paradise. Boys there with Run to Paradise and a special guest, Mark Gable from the Choir Boys and all the way from Sydney. How are you going, Mark?
Great. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good. All the better for seeing your face here. I've got you on my iPad thingy, and although the listeners can't see you, they can hear you.
That's okay. The audience can't see they can't see me, but they can hear me.
They have to pay to see you, yeah. welcome to Yarrabelly FM. Now, with the lockdown and we're all coming out of that, things are starting to happen again. So Choir Boys are starting to release tracks and they're starting to tour.
Yes.
So how about we talk about your upcoming tours? I see on your website you're starting early December.
Yes.
Yep, through to April or something. So you've got quite a bit planned already.
Well, we have quite a bit, but, I mean, obviously, you know, there's not a huge amount because, like, with COVID happening, everything like that, everything was, you know, shut down and and so everything's coming back online. So it's, look, I think it's going to be a good 12 months before things recover. However, we will take advantage of the fact that it is getting better. And we'll just have to move forward with it, yes.
Yeah. Now, the tour, was that organised ages ago and you had to put it off, or is this a new thing?
Well, no. I mean, this is basically a thing that's developed. Well, it's developed over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I guess we clarified it because, you know, we, you know, had the lockdown last year and then, pardon me, the lockdown this year. And so we, you know, developed this and you know, finalized it, been doing film clips of the songs, finishing mixing the songs, you know, finishing recording them. So I've had plenty of time. So new thing, old thing, yes, both.
Yeah. Now, during your tour, are you going to concentrate on your new stuff or do a mix?
Oh, it'll be a mix. You know, we'll when you say new stuff, for instance, the single Home Free was a recording from a radio interview that we did in the 90s.
Yeah.
And a fan of the Choir Boys on Facebook, sent us the recording, which we'd forgotten about. and then we had a listen to it and went, you know, I said to Ian, our bass player, I said, I don't even remember doing this. And he goes, I don't remember it either. let alone writing the song. And so we basically put the track in the computer and just matched up all the sounds with new sounds, new drums, and their live drums and, you know, new guitars and a new vocal. So it's basically an emulation of what we recorded in the 90s, which we would have forgotten about the song. And it's prompted us to look at a bunch of old songs on old hard drives, which I'm in the process of doing. And so, you know, a couple of them even, you know, Feels Good is an older song, which we kind of revamped a little bit. So we are writing new songs and we're in the process of doing that. So we'll be including those as we move forward, yeah.
Yeah, so you're breathing new life into stuff that has been sitting around for years.
Basically, yeah, you know, which is a funny way to do it, really. You know, it's like, and because now with electronics and everything like that, it's like all this, you know, we've got hard drives, we've got racks of hard drives up there, and then you go through it and you go, oh, my God, you know, what's this song and what's that song? It's not like, you know, having a tape, right? You have a 24-track tape and big MCI tape, right, or Kodak or whatever the hell it was back in the day, and then you put it on a machine and you go, oh, yeah, you know, tapes don't last, but the hard drives seem to.
Yep. Your audience nowadays, do you expect a lot of young people to be discovering your new stuff, or do you expect some of your past followers to be the mainstay?
I think it's funny. It's a mix, you know, but it's also, I think that, for a lot of the older people, a lot of the, you know, people around our age, Greg, you know. I mean, you're younger, Greg, but, you know.
You got more hair than me.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean anything. It's got nothing to do with virility. trust me. So, you know, with the gigs, I think it's more exciting for the older people to see them because they love it, you know, and they've really been missing out on that. For younger people, it's not such a big deal because it's not like they go, oh, man, I went and saw Justin Bieber and it was just amazing, you know. They don't tend to thrive off that. They're more internet-based.
Yeah.
However, it's amazing. I think the last time we were down in Launceston and there was a girl in the audience right up the front. She had to be 18, every word of every song that we did, she knew it, right? So it does happen, you know. And, of course, you know, with the popularity of Run to Paradise, it means that people of that, you know, every age bracket, they tend to like it. Mm. Let's face it, mate, you know, young people go back, right?
They do.
And they go, I really like the music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, last century, 90s, last century, so much better than the music of today. And, you know, let's face it, it was all great periods of music, and the music was and will be better than what it is today. Hopefully it'll improve, but I don't know how yet.
Now, apart from the live tours with these sort of new or revamped tracks put in, are you putting out an album again as well? Or?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're just deciding on what path to take, whether it's going to be just an album of new stuff, which is easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy, you know, because I've been trying to get into songwriting, and that's not been easy. But because, you know, you're sitting there writing songs and you go, I'll write a song and I go, I'm old, I'm really old, you know, I'm so old, you know, and you go, I got to get that out of my head. But, you know, you do it. But I'm thinking about the possibility of doing a rock opera.
Yeah.
And the subject matter is the important thing, you know, and it's like, you know, when, you know, Queen were around, not that they ever really did a rock opera, but they should have, you know, the ideas just flow out. And it's so getting an idea, the core idea for a rock opera and sticking to it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind doing that.
Now, apart from the band that you're very well known for, you also do your own radio show.
Well, I did do my own radio show.
You've stopped that now, have you?
Yeah, I stopped that. That was up here at Central Coast, which is now Triple M Central Coast. But it was back then, it was 2GO. And I loved doing radio. I thought it was a blast. You know, it was like so much fun, and I love the medium. And I like the people in it, and you don't got to look pretty, you know. But even though I love television more now, even though it is a shrinking format, and radio is still surviving. People still listen to radio, but they're not really listening to or watching television as much as they used to. So, yeah, I don't know, you know, maybe one day do another radio show. I don't know. At the moment, I'm really focusing on internet stuff, you know, and setting up the studio for live streaming, you know, and, you know, doing shows that way. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, that really took off in the pandemic. There are a lot of musicians who knew that they couldn't do the tours, they couldn't do the gigs and so on, so they set up their home studios and just released track after track over the internet and live-streamed little concerts. It was very homey.
Yeah, well, you know, Choir Boys had done a few, but obviously we couldn't get together. I did one, only one. Mm. I was going to do another one, but then they opened it all up. And Melinda Schneider, my partner, is going to be doing one, I think, next month, 3rd of next month, you know, from the studio here. It's all set up to do that. And I love doing them. I think they're a blast, you know. You just go straight out there and you're chatting to people, and it's I really do enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, now we will get to your track, the one I'm going to play, Home Free. So it was written and played at some stage years ago, and you decided it was good enough to re-release. And when you looked at it, did you sort of ring any bells of why it was written, what it was about?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the problem with older music and music that, you know, comes from way back then. And it's like you go, I'm listening to a lot of the old lyrics that are right, and I go, what the hell am I talking about? You know, it sounds like some other guy, you know. Doesn't sound like somebody I know, you know. And it's Bernie Taupin, when I interviewed him about Yellow Brick Road, because he wrote lyrics to it, and Elton wrote music, and he goes, I know that I was present. I know that I must have been there, but I have no recollection.
Yeah. So Home Free, you re-recorded that. And was it a big change from the original version?
No, not really. It was like we actually used the original version.
Yeah.
As I said, that was recorded off a radio show. We used the original recording as a reference because it wasn't like we were creating something new. It was like we were doing a cover.
Yeah.
It was like we were, you know, covering somebody else's song. You know, we're going, oh, it goes like this, you know, and you know, I'm listening, you know, the lyrics, you know. you know, when I listen, sometimes the worst thing can be the best thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, taking a slide down and breaking free, right? And I go, oh, really? I wonder what the hell I was talking about. So, yeah, it's very much like the original, yes.
Excellent stuff. Going back to your gigs, I had a brief look on your website, which is choirboys.net, and saw some Sydney gigs. Are you coming to Melbourne at all?
We will be doing, I was just talking to our man on the ground, and we're going to be doing one show in Melbourne.
All right.
Because I think that the way it is with coming out of the pandemic, it's probably better just to do the one than to do a series and overwork it. And I think that what the date is, I don't know yet. But, we're just going to do the one show down there.
Excellent. And hopefully the borders will still be open.
Well, you know, like, how's it going down there at the moment anyway? Are you out of lockdown there?
Yeah, we're not totally out. And the big thing that the whole nation is going to have to face is how it deals with people who aren't vaxxed. But at least now we can walk around outside without masks on. We only have to wear them inside. There's still restrictions on numbers, that sort of thing.
All right.
But travel is a lot easier.
I'm looking forward to getting it out of lockdown again. Because the last time I was down in Melbourne was early in the year, and I went, where did all these buildings come from?
Yeah, that's right.
It was just like it had changed. And once again, here we are, headed towards the end of this year. And, so I'm looking forward to getting back down there.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the chat, Mark. We're going to go into the track, and listeners, keep your eye out for the Choir Boys when they tour and hit Melbourne. You might have one chance to see them live. But until then, get onto their website, choirboys.net, and also their Facebook page. They have a good active Facebook page, so keep up with that.
And Facebook, mate.
Okay, where else can people get your music off the internet?
Oh, well, you know, boy, they can listen to it on Spotify. You know, with the new album, unfortunately, the Feels Good album is only available in vinyl. We've already sold out the first first bunch of that, or the first pressings, they call it. So we're doing another lot. So, you know, it's only going to be available in vinyl. Sorry, but we're kind of kinky like that.
Okay, we love our vinyl here too at Yarra Valley FM. So thank you again, Mark. It's been terrific talking to you. All the best with the tour and with the new album, Home Free.
Okay, thanks, mate. Good on you.
Now, listeners, here's the single, Home Free, from the Choir Boys. Thanks, matey.
Slide down, then break it free. So picture a new